Blog Talk Radio.
...of KJMA's practice of constructive community reporting, we have invited Dr. Khalid Mohammed, Minister and Supreme Captain of Minister Louis Farrakhan, and the elite fruit of...
Ain't nothing but another calculated scheme to get us locked up, shut up and back insane. Who denies us the future, rob our names, kept my history a mystery, but now I see the American dream wasn't meant for me, cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrite, she lied to me, while it's for freedom, education, equality, never gave me nothing but slavery, and now look at how dangerous it made me, calling me a madman, cause I'm strong and bold, with this gun full of knowledge of the lies it told, promised me emancipation, and this new nation, all you ever gave my people was salvation, fathers of the country never cared for me, they kept my ancestors shackled up in slavery, and Uncle Sam never did a damn thing for me, that lie about the facts in my history, so now I'm sitting here mad cause I'm unemployed, but the government's glad cause they enjoy when my people are down so they can screw us around, time to change the government now, Panther power, Panther power, Panther power, Panther power from the strength that resides within. Go toe to toe with a panther and you just can't win. Self-proclaim best, suppress the rest. The rich get richer and the poor take less. The American dream was an American nightmare. You kept my people down and refused to fight fair. The Ku Klux Klan tried to keep us all out. Right. With signs of hesitate, no the blacks allowed. Power. With intimidation and segregation. With the wait for freedom, black but now we're impatient.
And all power to the people. It's your brother, soldier in arms, and comrade in battle, Sean Saddam Kweli, welcoming you back to another edition of Black Power Radio. We want to, of course, thank you for being with us, and thank you for those of you who were with us in the last couple of hours with Dr. Khalid Al-Mansour. Now we got to get into it internationally. We got to go all across the water and get all over there into Bahamas and get over there to Bermuda. Get over there with our sister warrior woman from the Lakota Nation and the Red Indigenous Nation. Let me, of course, I can't do this. I can't go any further without bringing in, of course, that mighty general, five-star general, and that man who makes the things happen for our organization, our national chairman, Minister Hashim Nzinga. He's on with us. Black power, sir.
Black power, Brother Sean, this is Black Power Radio listening audience. To the mighty New Black Panther Party and to the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Mohammed and the hard work that's been laid out in front of us by our general, Dr. and attorney Malik Dulu Shabazz. Man, this is that hour, this is that moment that John Henry Clark asked us to work on. That Amos Wilson said the psychology of the young child we had make them understand there was more places in the world than Tennessee and Alabama. This is that moment that Kwame Ture talked about, that moment that Chancellor Williams talked about, the great Malcolm X talked about. This is that moment where Kwame Ture of Kenya, and not Kwame Ture, but we're talking about the man he was named after, Dr. The president of Ghana who brought John Henry Clark and others to Ghana and the trail of people who went to Africa since. We're talking about the Congo and the spirit of Patrice Lumumba in South Africa and the spirit of Nelson Mandela and Chaka Zulu and many, many warriors, Queen Nzingas of the world. We're talking about it's time, Sean, for us in our summit this weekend to bring people from Ghana, Bermuda, Haiti, the indigenous people, and talk to our people about we are a global people, we are international people, we are only the minority in this damn country right here. Everywhere else, we're the majority on this earth. And we have to start acting like it. So that they would know, you know, we're grown-ass men now, man. We're not children. We're not boys. Stop calling us boys. And we're not niggas. We're African people that has a, like the great one told us and taught us, Marcus Garvey, Africa for Africans, Asia for Asians, Europe for you know who. So that red, black, and green flies tonight, and we finna get some people on this phone to talk about how we can interact with their nations. And we want our listeners to get the questions ready, and we want our listeners to know this weekend we're gonna have it locked down. And it's just the beginning. It's just the beginning to show the maturity of the new Black Panther Party. Time to go there, man. It's time to go there and stay there. So give me a second, and I'm going to get one of our first guests on, and you can watch the board for Brother Smith out of Bermuda, and I'll go and grab Brother Roe out of the Bahamas, and then we'll bring in Sister Warrior Woman a little later. Hold on one second, Brother Sean. You can take back over for a minute.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, sir, and brothers and sisters, you know how this works. You got to get involved. This is interactive, and the number to call here, if you're not already on the board, would be 646-478-4447. One more time, that's 646-478-4447, as we are going to bring to the radio broadcast the deputy mayor. He is the deputy mayor of the city of Hamilton, Bermuda. And I know many of you have heard of the Bermuda Triangle and all of that, but we bring in the deputy mayor. He can talk about that. He's going to talk about that economic Bermuda Triangle, too. And I know he took some heat making some comments concerning the homosexual lifestyle that's sweeping over there, too. He stood strong. We're going to talk about all that. But we want you to get involved in this discussion and get involved in the black life that's happening over there in Bermuda and what's happening here in North America. We got to link it up. This is Pan-Africanism at its finest. And so we'll hear from the deputy mayor, the Honorable Donald Smith, in a few moments. And then we got to take you over there to hear our great brother, the Council General Randy Roll, Council General of Bahamas. We there. Then we're going up into the mountains there in California, by God's grace, and we're going up into that red nation where they still are indigenous and still black in them areas, Blackfoot and others. But then you get that melanated hue of red that comes in there, and they call it the red nation, the Lakota nation. It's just a warrior woman. She's going to be on. This is going to be a powerful show. This is international. The UN ain't got nothing on us. Ain't got nothing on us with no UN and none of that. Sorry, Kofi, this is where it's at. This is where it's happening. Black Power Radio and black empowerment. When you empower black people, you're going to empower the red nation. You're going to empower the progressive yellow nations. You're going to empower the progressive brown nations. You're going to empower people. We the mothers and fathers of civilization. And black woman, it all came from you. And black man, it all came from you. The black man and black woman gave birth to all of the nations on our planet, all of the nations on our planet, black, brown, red, and yellow, and even white, that we call the bastards of the family, the bastards of the family, bastards outside of the family, more correctly, even have to trace their lineage back to the original black man and the original black woman. And so y'all sit tight and buckle your safety belts. It's going to be a heck of a discussion. I want to know about this homosexuality that's taken over there in Bermuda, or being, I should say, pushed in Bermuda and even pushed in the Bahamas. And it's being pushed, especially in Africa. We saw the president of Uganda take a strong stance against homosexuality there in Uganda. And I know some of you say, well, you know, they don't have a choice. They born like this, this, done. Don't you buy that propaganda. And I already told you about the GMOs and all that in the last show and chemical imbalances and all that. Don't confuse a perversity with what's natural. Don't confuse a perversity with what's natural. We want to know what our brother thinks about that, and you got to pick his mind. And if you've ever been to the Bahamas, you know there's some money that flows through the Bahamas. It's a vacation spot. It's a heavily trafficked vacation spot, and I'm interested to know, with all that revenue, all them revenue dollars, how much of that is invested into the black population of the Bahamas, and how much of that is invested into the black population there in Bermuda. So you got to start thinking like that. You spending your dollars and you traveling and running around on these planes, but how much of this monies and how much of this revenue and how much of this resource come back to the black? How much of it come back to the black, come back to the black nation? And so we want to know. And so our national chairman is I think he's driving at the moment. You all could hear the car, hear the vehicle. He's in motion doing what he do, but he gonna pull on our brother. And of course, I want to hear from you all too. And this is a part of Black Power Radio where you can really stretch out. You know, you all are not rushed to be met at the 10 o'clock hour like the last half. You can really get your questions in, and I like you inquisitive ones. Now, those of you who, you know, Mama might have said when you was younger, you know, you're asking too many questions. A daddy and uncle might have said, or auntie might have said, you're asking too many questions, boy, asking too many questions. A girl, woman, you talk too much, you ask too many. Well, this is your time to ask some questions and get it out of your system, because you got to take the opportunity to ask these great men and women things that will embed their lives and embed your lives. We learn from each other. This is a learning setting, a learning course. And it's also a radio broadcast. We want you to enjoy yourself. Again, the number to call will be 646-478-4447. For those of you who have not yet registered with our party, and you need to register with our party, that number will be 347-903-0886, 347-903-0886, at the website of newblackpanther.com. If you are not registered in the New Black Panther Party and you still are on the two-party plantation politics of Democrat and Republican, and you're still in the same condition and same position, you come on over to the New Black Panther Party. Let's push on a black platform for black power, black empowerment, black agenda, black nationalism. Okay, and so, of course, the lines are lit up, and I hope that you all are able to get in here, you know, and y'all get in here. And of course, text your neighbors, text your friends, whoever. You know, it's not that late, and most of y'all be up watching all kind of shows and all kind of movies. If you're anything like me, this is when the movies get good. The movies, right about now, the television, if you watch it, gets good right about now. You might find something on the internet or a good book right about now. You ain't no ways tired and ain't no ways ready to go to sleep, so you might as well kick back with Black Power Radio. I thank you all for being with us. If you work in the graveyard shift, if you're on the graveyard shift right now and you tuned in, then just kind of turn your volume down some and your phone just a little bit. I don't want the boss to catch you and you mess your work situation up, because we done got off into this heavy conversation. But don't you leave us. You stay right there. You stay right there and stay tuned in. Matter of fact, if you got some earbuds, put the earbuds in so they don't know what you're talking about. So like the old slave hymn will say, you'd be able to steal away. Just steal you away. Get into a small closet, a small corner somewhere, a small cubicle somewhere, and you do your thing. This is Black Power Radio, and we are live. Just in case you thought this was pre-recorded, no, we are live. You're talking to Sean Saddam Kweli, the National Chief of Staff of the New Black Panther Party. The voice you just heard was our General Minister Hashim Nzinga, our National Chairman, and he's somewhere in the hills of North America putting together a mighty summit. In case you didn't know, the National Summit of the New Black Panther Party, March the 28th through the 30th in Atlanta, Georgia. We're doing a full tribute, and of course, that information is there on the website as well, and you can take part of it. If you're not in the New Black Panther Party, You also can take part in our national summit. In particular, that Sunday. Now, all the new Black Panther Party going to have to be there that Friday through the Sunday. That is without question. But if you're not in the new Black Panther Party, and you're going to be anywhere near the Atlanta, Georgia area, anywhere near the Atlanta, Georgia area on next weekend, or this weekend coming, pardon me, this weekend coming, you can be there on the 30th. We'll be there at the Windsor Hotel Grand Ballroom, and I'll give that information out periodically throughout the show. But you can be there with us. You'll get to meet me live. Come shake my hand and whatever. Break bread. You'll be able to meet our staff, the National Central Committee. You'll be able to meet our national chairman and be able to shake his hand and meet him live and be able to meet the great members of the new Black Panther Party who, contrary to popular belief, will not bite your head off when we see you. Unless you try to bite our head off. But contrary to popular belief, we are approachable. And you can shake our hands and get to know your brothers and get to know your sisters and get to know those of us who are on this pathway called Black nationalism, which means that we want territory of our own to control our own politics, educational processes, and our own everything, self-determination. That's what Black nationalism is about, not begging white people or begging the government or, you know, begging others for that which you can have yourself and unite and have yourself. That's what a Black nationalist is, to nationalize your blackness and your black belongings and black needs, okay? And so you should be a Black nationalist. If you're black in America, you got to be a Black nationalist today. This is the year of the Black nationalist. You had everybody that has their own nationalism. White folks got their stuff. The red man in places got their stuff. The Indians and the Indian Indians from India, they got their stuff. They all up in the quickie marts and they all in the hair shops. The Chinese got their stuff. The Latinos, so-called Latinos, Chicanos, many of them got their stuff, at least their language and things. You got to nationalize you some blackness, and it's got to be the thing to do to be black in 2014. It's got to be the thing to do to be black, and I don't mean Negro. It's a difference now. It's a difference when I'm saying black and Negro. It's a difference. You got to be black, and it's my chairman and our national chairman just said, we come from an African people, so you got to understand Africa too. So you got to know your African history, and you got to know about blackness and nationalize that to where everything you do reflects your blackness and benefits your blackness. And we got to talk about the black economic dollar and how that black economic dollar only circulates one time in our community, and then after that one time, it leaves our community. And that's a shame. All the money we spend, especially post-slavery, and that money bounces right out of our community. So let me bring our national chairman on now. I believe he's on with our guest, and he's ready to go. And you all get your questions ready, and we're ready to roll. This is Black Power Radio. Here is Chairman Hashim Nzinga.
Black Power. Yeah, we have Eastern time, a standard time, and a central time. We got screwed up on the times when you're dealing with this international. So Brother Randy Rowe, the Counselor General for the Bahamas, will be calling me, his assistant, was thinking he was going to call in the next hour. So he'll be calling me in the next couple of minutes. Meanwhile, Sean, you need to watch your board for a 441 number. Let's just keep rolling until they call in. I was going to bring Brother Donald Smith, the mayor of Hampton City in the Bermudas on at 11 o'clock, and let Brother roll from 10:30 to 11, but we'll just work them both in together, them brothers out there on the islands in Bermuda and Bahamas, and one of them hit me, one of them hit you, and we'll bring them on, and then we'll get to Sister Wari one more. But let's just talk about what Carter G. Woodson dreamed about, what people like Harriet Tubman marched through the swamps for. Ida B. Wells screamed with Surge on the Truth about and left that voice with somebody like our first person president in this country, Shirley Chisholm, talked about. And as we talked about with Dr. Collie Mansour, Adam Clayton Powell fought for in Harlem Street. Let's talk about freedom, man. Let's talk about nation building. Let's talk about a nation of our own. Let's talk about mainly why are we talking about these things in 2014? How have we failed so many great ones before us? Frederick Douglass self-taught himself how to read in the early 1800s and became one of the greatest speakers and the greatest writers and book writers in the North Star, and writing in the White Man paper, The Liberator. Dr. Booker T. Washington self-teach himself from a slave, teach at Hampton University, Bill Tuskegee, and we still dragging ass.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Lewis Lattimore put filaments and light bulbs as a slave. Mother and father stole away on a ship in Virginia and brought him to freedom. And this man still got us looking at the filament in the light bulb and genius. How can we go to the refrigerator when we used to go to the icebox because a brother named Frederick Jones put that thing together, man? How can we be on these phones with the transmitter from Frederick Jones, the brakes on the train? How can we be dealing with heart surgery with Daniel L. Williams, blood plasma with Charles Drew? How can we deal with the sign that's called the stop sign, the red light? How can we sit here on our butts when so many have done so much with less, and we're sitting here jigabooing, sambooing, cooning, when we're geniuses? Like, I love what Dr. Al Mansour did the first hour. He did something Malcolm X said. He made it plain, man. Just talked about simple education, simple reading.
Yep.
That have made us geniuses. How can we let these people down, man? How can we let these people down, down, down? How can we let the great general, Khalid Muhammad, down? Last lecture was enough Negro stuff. Revolution is the only solution. We can't do it, man. We can't do it, man. We got to stand up, man. We got to be men. We got to be women. We got to be kings. We got to be queens. We got to stop talking about it like it's some damn talk show. Like it's let's make a deal. You want behind the curtain. Do you want what's in the box? Hell no, man. We want what's right here and right now in front of us, man. And that's us doing for ourselves, man, what we should have been doing. We want unity, man. We want self-preservation. We want our children with a smile on their face instead of hungry stomach and a frown, man. We want what the Bible gave us instantly when we read it, dominion over everything we see, man. We want what our ancestors have fought for, built, and taken, man, a nation of our own, a civilization that we can function in without being racial profiled, without there being more stun guns and gas masks and disaster from these. What we warned them about, and Khaled warned them about, and Malcolm warned them about, and so many warned them about. We're living in a police state where black police officers put on badges and guns every day to chase black people down like dogs. And the hell everybody going to the police department getting a job for $30,000 a year, and then after they take the taxes, you only bring home $25,000 a year. You ain't going to get that damn job to be no police. You're going to get it to rob your community because the white man have made your community vulnerable to you and the weakest community. And so now there's a shakedown in the black community on every other corner by our own people, man. So the NDP 2014 summit is dignity. It's talking about exactly what it say, dignity, man. 11 workshops on every issue you can name. Over 40 people involved, man. Man, somebody will say, well, Brother Hashim, we done did summits. We done did symposiums. We've been here before. But goddamn it, we didn't get it right. We got to do it again. We got to do it again, man. We back at the crossroads. We made the wrong turn, man. Let's go back and let's not go the same way again, man. Because what I'm proud about, Brother Sean, we can fix this. It wasn't doable, man. I quit. I leave it alone. But I know it's doable, man. I'm in and out of these schools, man. I see these geniuses, man, like Dr. Khaled Mansour talked about. I see a future in our people, man. We just got to turn off that damn TV, man. Turn off that damn sensationalism that's driving us damn crazy, man. We need to stop being an ass for the world, man, and ask God to forgive us for being an ass for the world and stand up and be what he made us to be, man. Stop being so damn chicken-hearted and scared of the white man, man. White man ain't even in the picture no more, man. It's a figment of your mind, man. He sits here and play these games, recording this and putting you against that, you against that, and what they call the Willie Lynch syndrome, man. It ain't the white man's fault. It's our fault, man. Feed us the same bullshit, man, and we eat it. Feed it to Mikey, man. He'll eat anything type thing. You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, sir, and you exactly on point. Yes, sir.
So we got work to do, man. You know, we're so elementary, man. We're so pre-K, man. We act like fucking first graders, man. We sit here and all this nigger mess all the time, man. The white man got a button he pushes. Ha, ha, ha. Laughing at us all the time, man. We're doctors, man. We're scientists. We're professional at what we do, man. We're professors. We're everything under God's sun, man. But here we are, man, and we can't take care of our own. We got to have this dignity summit, man. Brother Sean, I want you to go over the schedule. I'm going to try to see if Brother Randy, because Brother Smith don't supposed to come on until 11. But Brother Randy thought he was coming on. Let me see if his administrator got to him. And let me see, can I grab him, and I'll let you go over the schedule. And if not, what we'll do, we'll bring on Warrior Woman, and then we'll bring him back in the later hour, and then we'll bring Brother Smith on at the top of the hour. Matter of fact, won't
yes,
you
sir.
Just go ahead and do you see the 441 number, Brother Sean?
Let's see. If our brother made it on. Our brother hasn't made it yet.
Well, do this. Go ahead and grab Warrior Woman. Go ahead and grab Warrior Woman, and we'll bring both of them on at the top at the later hour at the same time.
Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll do just
y'all
that.
Y'all bear with us, Black Power. We're trying to do this. We're going to do this. We ain't trying. We're doing this. We got to mix up in our time schedule. All right, Black Power.
All right, Black Power. So, brothers and sisters, listen, we're about to pull on cold, bold, revolutionary woman who, you know, she don't pull no punches. Now, what I want y'all to do is again, get your questions ready, because as soon as we pull her on, she's going to come on fire. She's somebody who has supported the Honorable Kwame Ture and SNCC and him and his Black Power days, and supported the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad, long-time companion of his, so much to the point, she'll tell you, if y'all ask her, but I'm going to tell you up front, so much to the point that where even the Red Nation, where they had their teepees up, they had pictures of Dr. Khaled in the teepees. They say, you know, lie, I'm not making it up. They had pictures of the Black Power General in the teepees of the Red Nation. She'll tell you about it. And that just goes to show you the reaching effect that this man has had, not only on us, but indigenous people the world over. So what we're going to do right here is we'll take a quick, as we said, take a quick pause for the calls, and we'll play a quick selection. We'll come back with our sister Warrior Woman. Let's go into our brother Panther Cub and the man who tried and did his best to unite what they call the lumping proletariat of the thugs. Let's go into Tupac Shakur with White Man's World. We'll come back with Sister Warrior Woman.
Busting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Nobody even know how hard it is being a woman, a black woman at that. In this white man's world, sometimes we overlook the fact that we be riding hard now since we won't be knowing the pain we cause. In this white man's world, this white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all, man. I'm just saying this white man's world. All those times that I messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison, I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews' picture. They say don't let this cool world get you. Kinda suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's with you. Twist the cap off the bottom, I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Reading love letters late night, locked down and quiet.
staring at the walls of silence inside the cage where they captured all my rage and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apology to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. Tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls, born black in this white man's world. White man's world. All my ghetto motherfuckers are proud of black. Born black, they got a white man's world. All these motherfuckers wanna be like us. They all wanna be like us. They'll be the last time. I must confess, only adds on to the stress. Two gunshots to my homie's head, died in his vest. Shot him to death and left him bleeding for his family to see. I pass his casket, gently ask him, is that heaven for Jesus? My homeboy's doing life, baby mama be stressing, shedding tears when a son finally asked that question. Where my daddy at? Mama, why we live so poor? Why you crying, Persian? Late night to my bedroom door. Now do you love me, mama? Why they keep on calling me nigga? Get my weight up with my hate and pay him back when I'm bigger. It's still stuck in this jail cell, missing my block. Hearing brothers screaming all night, wishing they stop. Proud to be black, but why we act like we don't love ourselves? Don't look around, buster, check yourselves. Know what it means to be black, whether a man or girl. We still struggling, and it's white man's
and it's
world.
White man's world.
White man's world.
Direction in the blink of an eye. My time away just made perfection. Did you think I die? Not going far, why should I care? Like we holding on the lost love that's no longer there. Can you please help me? God bless me, please keep my seeds healthy. Making all my enemies bleed while my G's wealthy. Hoping they bury me with ammunition, weed and shells. Just in case they trip in heaven, ain't no G's in hell. Just a sorry for the pain that I caused your heart. I know I'll change if you help me, but don't fall apart. Rest in peace to Latasha, Lil Yummy and Kato. Too much for this cold world to take, ended up being fatal. Every woman in America, especially black, bear with me, can't you see that we under attack? I never meant to cause drama to my sister and mama, hoping we make it through better times in this white man's world.
Knows what tomorrow brings.
Born black in this white man's
world.
Black power, black power, we're back, we're alive. And we can, of course, see why that black man was such a threat to the establishment and a threat to certain powers that be within this country. We always honor and salute our comrade and Panther warrior, Tupac Amaru Shakur, for his selection. That selection off his Machiavelli album, White Man's World. And, you know, when the Honorable Khalid Muhammad heard that, of course, he's in that song. And when he heard that, you know, he broke down and cried. You know, y'all don't know that, but he broke down and cried because that was Pac's way, Tupac's way of letting him know that he was on his mind. You know, they had a good relationship, good, strong, revolutionary relationship. We'll have to go into it another day with our national chair, but he can expound on it and talk about it. But we appreciate that. That's the White Band's World, and we're moving forward to bring our guest on. I want to get your calls in here now as we prepare to get on Sister Warrior Woman and bring on our international figureheads there. And you know, with these international numbers, it gets kind of tricky. So if y'all know how to deal, if y'all have ever dealt with that, you know how it gets. And so just hang in there. We're going to go to the line here, area code 770-730, 770-730. You're here live with Black Power Radio, and we're talking about the black, brown, red, and yellow, and the unity of the melanated people, that global takeover of what's ours. But you come in here. Question, comment, please. Welcome, Black Power.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, this is Hashim.
This is Sean Saddam Kweli, National Chief of Staff.
Hey, Donald Smith, Deputy Mayor of Bermuda.
Hey, Brother Donald Smith, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. It must be the telecommunication systems, man. I've been on listening for since 10:30, but I only can spare about 15 or 20 minutes now because I got some other things I'm trying to do on some phone calls that people waiting for me on. But I'm glad to listen to your show. I'm in the ATL. I arrived this afternoon, thank God. And thanks for having me on. You know, I'm very pleased with what I'm hearing.
Yes,
I'm very impressed. And, you know, God is good.
God is good, and God doesn't fail. Brother Donald Smith, we are so thankful, Deputy Mayor, the Honorable Deputy Mayor, so thankful to have you on, and certainly apologize. Don't know what the technical issue was there. We have been waiting on you. So you've been here the whole time checking it out. So hopefully you've been vibing with us.
Since 10:30. Since 10:30, been just enjoying, just listening, you know. But these things happen. But listen, you know, I'm glad to be talking to you, and I'm glad to have a listening audience, and praise God for the people that are listening to your show. I'm encouraged.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Tell us, okay, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved with the politics? How did you, what was your start? Who is Donnell Smith?
Well, basically, I'm a Bermudian, black Bermudian. I come from a serious family. My grandfather was a serious businessman. His brother was the first leader and first president of the Bermuda Industrial Union, which is the biggest union on the island. My dad was the first tennis pro, having been friends with Arthur Ashe and a bunch of folks. In fact, he gave lessons to Marvin Arrington many, many, many years ago, and Marvin and some guys, along with Maynard Jackson and some other folks, came over to Bermuda. But I'm a person, I've been working for myself since 1981, took a lot of slams from the business for wanting to do the first pure water, and they took that from me, didn't let me get started. I started an energy company. They tried to hold me up on that. But, you know, I read a scripture one time. It says, I was young, and now I am old, and never seen the righteous forsaken or their seed begging bread. I'm not righteous, but I can imagine that my great-grandparents and their parents were righteous. You understand? And so we as the remnant,
yes,
we as the seed, we're not second class. So I've always been able to, like a Cheerio, you push me down one side of the bill, I'm coming up on the other side of the bill. And so what happened in wanting to put up a St. Regis Hotel in the city, I got the lease and on the property, and the mayor that gave it to me was a cool white guy. He died within 2 months, and then the next two mayors that came in just put up steel walls, man. And so in my prayer life, because I think we all as black people need to pray, I heard the voice of God say, pick a team, and I picked the team, in so much that Bermuda is a very different country to try and understand it in a short time, but I ended up picking an all-black team, and I put one guy, one white guy up, and I put him to run for the mayor, as I know that they've been treating me bad all my life. So sometimes, you know, you just got to use the light of persuasion to get what you need done. So that's how we got there. And it was a shake-up. It was endowed to be a shake-up. They played us for fools and didn't think that we would make it. So we went in and changed the whole demographic of the city. And so if we run a small city, it's $23 million, and, of course, we've had our challenges with that. And so I am the deputy mayor. I'm the chairman of infrastructure, which governs the entire city development. And I have some friends of mine that's been with me since primary school that are on the council with me. And so that's a little bit about me. I'm just happy to know that last year I came to Atlanta, and I came to the 39th annual Black Mayors Conference. I was encouraged, impressed, met the vice president of Colombia, Dr. Angelino Garcon. He invited me to Colombia. I took a delegation of my guys. We went down to Cali, Colombia, and Cartagena. I spoke at both of those conferences and negotiated with the great Vanessa Williams, the executive director for the Conference of Black Mayors, in being able to host the 40th annual Black Mayors Conference in Bermuda this year, the 1st of October to the 5th. And so am I encouraged by the Conference of Black Mayors? Immensely. I'm very encouraged. And many notable mayors throughout the United States, many heads of governments and mayors throughout the Caribbean, many of our brothers from over Africa, and South America, and even the Chinese now, they all express strong interest to come to Bermuda on the 1st to the 5th of October this year. So that's a little bit about who I am. You know, I mean, I'm not going to try and control your show because I only got about 15 minutes, man. And I'm just happy to know that you have a listening audience and we can dialogue together. This is important. This is necessary, yeah?
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely. Mr. Ashima Jinga, you there with us?
Man, I was just enjoying listening to my brother. Brother, it's been a minute since we sit there in May at the National Conference of Black Mayors.
That's right.
And we talked about this great day where our sister who's been on this show and been under attack, and this Black Power Radio listening audience from Bermuda to Ghana to Nigeria to Brazil supports Vanessa Williams. And we, first of all, for our listening audience, don't understand what type of struggle it is for people of color to be in power in their own nation. It just incredible what we have to go through. So first thing I want to do, and I noticed you only got 15 minutes, you got to talk to your people back home. I just want to say thank you for coming on. I want to say thank you for supporting and sticking with our big sister, Vanessa Williams, who was on our show a couple of weeks ago, and this is her listening audience also. And I want to say we're looking forward to putting a delegation together, and we're coming to Bermuda with her, of course. And, Sean, what I really want to do is let some of our callers enjoy Brother Smith, because I'll be able to see him before he leaves, and we'll be able to see him a lot more after his radio talk show. And
thank you
for coming on, brother.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll go to a call here. Your area code is 678-670. 678-670. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio. We're talking to our guest, Brother Donnell Smith, Deputy Mayor, Honorable Deputy Mayor of Bermuda. Come in with your question or comment. Pick his brain. Welcome, Black Powell. 678-670. Your mic is open. Question or comment. May not know they on. Go to area code 805-235. 805-235. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio. We're talking to the Honorable Donnell Smith, Deputy Mayor of Bermuda. Come in and talk to us. Welcome in, Black Power.
Black Power, it's Warrior Woman. I'm calling in, and I don't know why. To me, it just seems that, you know, they're bombing all these other countries, you know. It's like if we stand up in this country, you know, they shoot us down after they stole our land and our money and all the resources. To me, you know, playing the white man's game is not a game anymore. You know, we're playing for real because they're you know, they're giving us a slow death, you know, with the drugs and their white imperialistic education. And I think it's about time that we truly become revolutionaries, become freedom fighters, because I think that's the only solution. I remember Kwame Ture one time saying that we didn't have any black mayors in the United States. Then we have a whole bunch of black mayors that are running, you know, run down towns and stuff, you know. So to me, through the years that I've seen, is that we can't play within that system, you know, like put a white guy, you know. I don't even associate with white people, you know, because then they're going to go into homosexuality, then they're going to go into all kinds of stuff that, you know, they're perverted. And I think separation is the best thing. Hey, and, you know.
Warrior woman. Hey, welcome first of all. We got you coming in at the next segment. You came in blazing. but I guess sister, we gonna have you in at the next segment, because I don't want you to have to rush what you're saying. I don't want you to have to rush it as a question. You in our next segment. So just hang in there with us for a second, because we got Brother Donnell Smith, and he's the deputy mayor of Bermuda. If you want to ask him some questions, that's fine. But we don't want you to rush. So just give us a second to get you in here. We love you, though. You know that.
We love you, too.
All right, I'm gonna bring you back, because you came in with fire. Don't go nowhere. Next call at area code 404-587. 404-587, you're on live. This is Black Power Radio. We're talking to the Honorable Mayor, Deputy Mayor, Donnell Smith. Come on in with it. Talk to him. Black Power. What's going on in Bermuda? Ask him.
Black Power. This is Brother Kente calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And a question I have is, why won't we have more marketing, like dual citizenship? Can we work on getting, and it might be far-fetched, working on dual citizenship in Bermuda? Like, you know, some kind of way we can travel there and stuff, you know, take vacations and stuff, and also live there.
Yeah, you know, Bermuda, thanks for the question, brother. Bermuda's a strange country. It's not independent. It's still British. I mean, we are more British in our teaching, because they never taught us right, and so consequently, we don't even know how sometimes to treat each other right, because we're caught up in an ideology which doesn't belong to us. But having said that, you can come to Bermuda with any passport. You got a U.S. passport, you can come to Bermuda. In terms of your dual citizenship, that has a lot to do with a premise that is put down long, has been put down long before we were even born. You know, like, Bermuda is a place that manufactures money. It's old money and it's big money. And so you would need to at least bring, under this present system, you would need to bring some type of business idea, something that Bermuda hasn't got, and then work it from there. That's not complicated, but it's long and drawn out, and there are ways to get around certain roadblocks, if I can say that. And I don't, you know, that will take a much longer time to explain, rather than trying to, you know, go deep on the show right now. But I welcome you to, you know, you can get my number from the brother or my email, donalsmith10 at gmail.com, donalsmith10@gmail.com. Shoot me an email, or, you know, put your phone number there, and I'll give you a hotline back. No problem.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. God bless you, man. God bless your family. Stay strong.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for that question. Next caller here, your number is 813-401. 813-401. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio with the Honorable Mayor, the Honorable Deputy Mayor Donald Smith. Come in. Talk to us. Black Power, welcome.
Black Power, Brother Sean Qualley. This is Sister Michelle Williams, again, coming in for the second hour of this great show. And I'm happy and most honored to be, you know, via telecommunications in the presence of the Honorable Deputy Mayor of Bermuda. I do have a question, and what I got so caught up in your comments on the first show, Brother Sean Qualley, I wanted to share with you all and my Panther brothers and sisters that although, you know, white faces have, you know, done what they did, you know, to me here in the state of Florida, they had to recognize me because I am the first African-American in the state of Florida, the entire state of Florida, to now successfully own my own garbage company where I got my daughter licensed and bonded as an import-export broker and agent, you know, because she works for her mother. She is the CEO, the COO of my company.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And so I wanted to ask the Honorable Mayor, you know, what trade and commodities does the country of Bermuda offer? You know, because this is something that I'm already doing. I'm trading, you know, commodities with China, Japan, and India currently right now, and I'm going to be speaking at the biggest waste management program. It's going to be the 26th through the 31st of this month, coming this week. You know, this weekend I'm going to be down in Boca Raton, Florida, because, you know, being that I'm the first black, I don't consider myself African-American. I'm black, to speak at this conference, you know, and I'm just, you know, I'm just eager to see how many more of my sisters and brothers that are actually in this industry, because right now, you know, this is, you know, this is a market that we need to seriously tap into, you know, because,
yeah,
you know, the Florida last year made $17 billion off our recyclable items that we give to them for free. And so, you know, of course, you know, I studied this industry before I even got into it, you know, because
yeah,
I had to come up with new means of income, you know, after they, you know,
okay,
frivolously and maliciously
arrested.
Let me
jump
arrested.
In.
Okay.
I'm, you know, I appreciate you. I'm feeling what you're saying. We, I mean, all the garbage and stuff that we're consumers in Bermuda. You know, we just make money and spend it. You know, we've been trained, you know, from day one. We've got to have the best of everything. And so we're not conscious about what valuable garbage is. There could be an opportunity where I can open some doors for you to dialogue with some people within government, because the government controls everything. They're now talking of privatizing a number of the industry. So your timing is good to open up dialogue. And mm-hmm. I think I gave my number out, and you can get it, and we can discuss that further. I would love to entertain you in that area. You
well,
know,
I'm most appreciative of that opportunity, because I'm actually going over to Turkey in May. I've been invited
country,
as a state
consultant. Have you been there?
Yes. They have invited me over. They paid for my business visa, and you know, for me to come over, you know, and I already have my itinerary set up, and you know, I'm going over as a paid consultant to show them how
mm-hmm.
to set up their sorting plant.
Great, that's good news. That's good news. But you know what? Tell me, you know, you may want to take the opportunity and visit Bermuda during the. On the 1st to the 5th of October this year, where it's going to be the 40th annual Black Mayors Conference. That might, you know, bode well for you if you got the time. And I will make sure
you know,
that
brother,
you get...
You know, brother, you know, what I'm trying to do is give this great organization a leg up. Because, see, we can't
yeah.
help our people being broken poor. We
yeah.
have to have some sense of income and some source of income where we've created our own economic development. If we're going to be able to sustain within our own party, and if we're going to be able to sustain in our own communities, we can't
mm-hmm.
help our we can't poor people can't help poor people.
Exactly. I mean, and
so
I'm certainly
if I may have your email
saying.
Address again,
yeah,
I heard you
give it. Let me give it to you again. Donal Smith. 10@gmail.com.
I'm like again. I you know I thank you for you know this opportunity and space. And again, I'm most honored. You know, right now I'm in an economic development sustainability thought and conscious thought of the black community and the black race. We have to take care of ourselves. We have
mm-hmm.
to be able to you know we have to promote black businesses. You know, we don't support one another enough. And like I say, you know, if God wants me to be there in October to, you know, to this Black Mayors Conference, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to make sure that I can rally up enough money to not just bring myself there, but to take my sisters and brothers who can't afford that opportunity and, you know what I'm saying, and let them think outside the box. Because,
yes.
see, when I come across this knowledge and understanding and education. I'm not stingy. I share it with my sisters and brothers. Like I say, this is an industry that we need to get into. I've been into it now successfully for 15 months, and already the waste management company here, they made me an offer. You know, they know what I'm sitting on. But, you know, like I told them, I'm sorry, brother, you minus a couple of zeros off them numbers. You know what I mean? You know, you minus a couple of zeros off them numbers. You know, but they know they're dealing with a black educated, you know what I'm saying, sister.
Yeah.
And they know that the mind of a black millionaire. They know what I'm sitting on. And that's why
yep.
every day they're coming after me. You know, come on, you know, well, if you don't want to sell to us, come work for us. Show us how you're doing it, because right now I'm successfully collecting 50,000 pounds of cardboard a week, not a month, a week. So I'm collecting 100 tons of cardboard a month, and they're trying to figure out how and where I'm getting all this cardboard from. But like I say, when God has a plan for you and he has a plan for your life, nobody can stop that. Nobody, no man, no woman, not even another evil spirit can stop that. You know,
that's
so
right.
I humble myself. I thank you. I don't want to take up no more time, but I'm just so happy that, you know what I'm saying, that you're participating in this call. And Brother Sean Qualley, thank you so much for taking my call, you know, and to my national chairman, All Black Power to you, brother, and may you continue and continue success and keep marching on to this race. It's not given to the swift, it's given to the strong. Black Power.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Black Power, and definitely, and, one more call. How much time
about.
You got left, Deputy
About
Mayor?
2 minutes. Yeah, about two minutes.
2 minutes, okay. Yes, sir, we'll be respectful.
So,
one more call.
When are you going to do this again? Is
oh,
this
yes,
every
sir.
Night, or is it just on Monday night? When is your show scheduled?
Yeah, every Monday night. We started at 8 o'clock Eastern here in the States, and then we move for about a four-hour stretch.
Okay, well, you know, I would certainly be calling back. We can, you know, so we
yes,
can
sir.
Speak tomorrow, but I certainly will call back and, you know, would love to even get some other folks involved.
Absolutely. We're gonna do that. Must do that now that you said it. Yes, sir.
Hey,
Eric Cohen here.
John.
Yes, sir, Brother Chairman. Go right
you
ahead.
Know, I think, you know, Brother Smith, we had Brother Michael Roberts on last week and Sister Vanessa Williams on week before that. We be rocking in youth family, and we be talking all over the world, and I'm just so happy you're on. But what we're going to do, we're going to reschedule. You're on for a whole hour and a half, and you talk the first 45 minutes about your vision and career, and then I guess come in and fill in the blanks, and then we start heading there for the mayor's conference.
That's what I'm talking about. You know, we can even arrange it for next week, Monday. Okay?
Yes, sir.
So, listen,
right.
I'm going to bid you guys, you know, like a sweet night and restful night, and let's speak tomorrow, and let's take this to the next level, okay?
Okay, I'll call you tomorrow about our conference this weekend, and we'll fill you in with the rest of the schedule and everything. And thank you so, so much, and this is what Garvey talked about.
Thank you, sir.
That's right.
And we'll keep it going, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Deputy. We appreciate you.
Okay. God bless you guys.
All right.
Brother Sean, I'm going to let you have your show back, and I'll text you in a minute. Brother Randy be calling me back from Bahamas, so you can go find it's a fiery spirit out there waiting. We need you
Yes.
To have your business.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we'll keep it rolling, brothers and sisters. We want Black Power, Brother Chairman. We want to thank the deputy mayor there, Brother Donnell Smith, right there from Bermuda. And some of y'all didn't even know that it was black people in Bermuda. You thought they was all getting swallowed up in the water. No, sir, no, ma'am. There's real black issues and black political power that's happening there in the Bermuda, and we're happy to hear from it. We want to go now to our sister and our comrade, who you heard her come in just a few moments ago, so fiery. And that's the spirit she keeps, and that's the spirit that she's had ever since I've known her and ever since we've known her. And that's the spirit that drew the Honorable Dr. Khaled Abdul Muhammad to her and drew him to her and her to him. And so we family here. We want to bring in our revolutionary queen, warrior, she'll be another participant that will be with us by the grace of the Creator this weekend at our national summit and she always brings it raw. So don't expect no chaser in your drink. This will be a straight drink. So let's bring to Black Power Radio our sister, our friend, our comrade in struggle and in battle and in life, Sister Warrior Woman, Black Power.
Black power forward in the revolution. Yeah,
that's
it's
right.
Very difficult to hear people who want to continue the sick system, you know, because the system hasn't worked. Imperialism is just that. The kings and queens, you know, and the Jews control the money. You know, they take it, they steal it from us, and then they want us to train our babies to say that they're born in sin. You know, they work us to death, they enslave us in their economic bondage, and then we retire just to die. So I've had too many family members killed by this system, you know, and people that were running countries. Look at Libya, you know. It opened its door for us as Indian people for Big Mountain, Arizona, relocating 18,000 Navajo people. How many walks and how many forced marches have they done to us? You know, we're sitting on all the resources in this country, on those 300, now 600 reservations, you know. So, for you know, I even look into this thing about how they go into, buying companies and stuff, and I only look into it is because I know which next country is going to be, you know, taken over by the United States. They said they're going to go into, like, 50 more wars. How many wars do we need? How, you know, I think we should survive, you know, any way we can. But I think it's so sick that we're going for that dollar that they shove in our throats, and dollars we don't even get, dollars we don't even see. We don't know that we're starving. You know what I mean? So when you talk to me about, you know, people that can make it and praise God, well, God can go to hell because the devil has done nothing against us, only their God, you know? So when we talk about total change and revolution, it's got to be, you know, separated or knock it all down. Because in reality, we are separated right now. We live in different reservations, ghettos, barrios, you know, slums, and I honestly, you know, I mean, it wasn't till I was invited by Kwame Ture into North Africa that I actually seen hotels, you know. I know Doc would always laugh at me, Khalid, you know, because he would say, we were looking for a hotel one time, we were stranded in Malta. And I go, isn't there like a 3-star, you know, people talk about 4 and 5, you know. I don't know anything about that, you know. And I was out there hauling water in Arizona with the grandmothers, you know, living off the land. You know, I could have continued my education, you know, into the success, but that's not where I wanted to go. I believe in revolution, and I'll die believing in revolution.
Absolutely. That is the solution. Sister Warrior Woman, now, we know, you know, I know you well, you know, and those of us who have worked with you, known you for some years, we know you. But for those who are new to the listening audience or those who may just hear this show for the first time, can you kind of introduce yourself? Let us know who Warrior Woman is, you know, where you're at, you know, what's going on. You know, you got to take us back to the beginning. Who are you?
Well, I was raised as a farm worker. I went to San Jose State. I joined the, the Brown Berets, and it grew into the American Indian Movement. There was a unity between the brown and the red. And what happened is that then the longest walk came, and we walked across this country that took 6 months. So I've been active since I was 15, and I'm 61 right now. So it's been my life. You know, I can honestly say, hey, this is the way of life, and I've lived it. And I've seen money, you know, and I'm like that sister said, I pass that money to other people, you know. And I've seen, you know, what would you say, like a big old whole room full of money, you know. And it was just being given away. And to me, it's just that they're still putting pesticides on the food and on the land. You know, they have this thing called San Joaquin Valley Fever, which because underneath the earth there's like fish used to be there, so when they dig it up, it's in the air. So now people are getting that and dying of that. And that Fukushima coming, the water's polluted all the way to San Jose, they're already seeing the animals underneath the ocean dying. So to us, as my involvement of revolution came into evolution, you know, to think about the Mother Earth, you know, as our mother and giver of life like our women, because she gives life with trees and plants, and the animals live on the trees. You know, there's water, the blood of the mother, it, you know, is our drinking water. Without that, we, you know, cannot survive without the Mother Earth, you know, but we do know about purification. You know, purification has taught us that the Mother Earth will change her face, and by doing that, earthquakes, tornadoes, and all these things, you know, something that Elijah Muhammad had learned from the Hopi people in Arizona, you know, about the end of the world and what is going to happen to different races of people. And it was told for us to go to the mountains, you know, because we had already covered one of the prophecies, which is, you know, we were all AIM, American Indian Movement people, and we always wore red. And so they were telling us that the red people, the color red's going to go across this country, which was in 1978, the longest walk. So at that time, the elders told us to pick a nation that we want to be if we don't know our nation, and that to follow that. But don't be like a looky-loo and go here and there, you know what I mean? So I joined the movement that picked up weapons in this country to fight against the United States government. You know, so, you know, they try to relocate the grandmothers, either 70, 80-year-old grandmothers. And you know, we said, you know, we'll go first. And white people, if they want to help us, well, they'll go in the front. they can stand there with their flowers, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. But we're definitely picking up arms.
Absolutely. And so tell us now some of things that we need to know, because you know there's a lot of stereotypes, just like about black and African people, there's stereotypes, and you know there's that image of us with the bones in our nose and all that. What are some of the stereotypes of the red man and red woman and things that we need about our indigenous side of the family? What are some of the stereotypes that you hate and that you would like to see destroyed about your people?
There was I think last week in the internet, there's white lady will put a bonnet, which is a sacred bonnet that the, you know, people wear who are honored to wear that. They have to accomplish, you know, being, you know, the best of what they do, you know, in terms of ceremony and traditionalists. And some people don't even put those on, you know. And then you see white people wearing them, especially white women, because it's a man thing, you know. The woman is the baby when it's in the womb of the mother. Here's the heartbeat. And that's where they got the sound of the drum. The drum is a heartbeat, which is the first thing that unborn child hears, you know. So only the men drum, because the women already normally have it. But because they lost their direction, they want to do the same thing the men does, you know. And so, you know, Halloween or Thanksgiving, where they have the Indian, which they never did in any of their history books that we've researched, ever had a Thanksgiving, you know, more like a thanks taking and massacres and mass graves, because that's what we learned on the longest walk. We stopped at all these mass graves of our people, and especially California, all the missions in California, there's burials and lime pits that they had our people in. So to me, you know, I rather pray, and if I pray, then I pray for my enemy's death, which is the United States.
That's what's up. And so, what about the myth that the red man and red woman is completely happy with the way things are, that the red man and red woman is annihilated, and most of them are integrationists or white people? Can you talk about that?
It's really hard to. I tell people, you know, that at this stage of the game, we can have any color of baby out of our womb, you know, as a people. And that we don't need the white man or white woman for anything, you know. We're in 2014, and we're still locked in concentration camps called reservations. I had an opportunity for 3 years to be in one, and the spirit of those people is gone. They're just fighting each other over money. You know, there's no economic thing. Like you said, they don't start no businesses. The casinos that are there is run by the United States Gaming Commission. You know, so people think that all Indians are rich, only a handful. And those don't even have Indian blood in them. You know, that's why there's a lot of fight of throwing people who may have lived on the reservation or in the reservation and married white, diluted themselves in terms of Indian blood, and those are being thrown out, you know, because but most of them are there because education, the white man's education, was a product to assimilate us, to colonize us, to want to have that blue-eyed, blonde-haired devil, you know, as a partner. And no, we're not happy, but, you know, how can you fight? You have to fight the police, tribal police that are there. You have to fight the tribal council that is there, you know, and it's sick, you know. And so to me, I don't really stick with one reservation or one country. I think the ones that are suffering, I support, because I know what happened and happening to them is happening to us. Just like North Africa and the Arab people, the same thing is happening in Central America. We knew 3 years before they killed Chavez that they were going to poison him, because they had a meeting in North Korea with a whole bunch of undercover agents and pigs and stuff, you know. And I said, oh, it's a trip. I can go take a warm shower, you know, because we live out here in the mountains. And I seen, you know, this military guy from, you know, there, from Venezuela, you know, they were already, you know, like, why would you say, fixing him up so he could be the next president over there. So, you know, if people do not get together in terms of black and brown and red and yellow, if we as color don't get together, then we're going to be in a more of a mess. Right now we are the owners of all this resources, and here this government doesn't have any left. We had a lawsuit because we want to play within that game. 8 years lawsuit. We won in the first four, you know, because the white people on the reservation in Lower Sioux are white. They look like the Dust Bowl people, the Okies from Oklahoma, you know. And so when we went there, we had to throw out like 30-year back of people that had been there for a long time, you know. We had to clean house and keep cleaning house. But, no, you know, as revolutionary people, we kind of hang out with the same type of mindset, you know. So
that's true.
When we go back, those people, you know, just became greedy as we went through four tribal chairmen. You know, so to us, you know, I don't know if you read Che or any of the people, revolutionary people, who once they got in control, they realized that whole system has to be destroyed, you know.
That's right.
And you can't put a Band-Aid program on, you know, on cancer. And so this is why we say we have to pull out to always keep that feeling alive, is that there's no compromise and there's no... you know, taking in prisoners. You got to kill them, and you got to kill them all. We have to look it that way because the United States is, you know, funding Al-Qaeda and funding the Muslim Brotherhood, and we've seen them kill somebody, pull their heart out, and eat it. What kind of people do that? That's cannibalism. That's what the white people brought over here. You know, faggots and maggots and cannibalism is about the three things they brought, you know, and if we don't understand that, then, you know, continue. To me, you know, I'm ready to go anytime because I'm going wherever the Creator is going to send me. So I'm happy. It's out of this hell. It's out of this suffering. And I see our people suffering. Now if this valley fever is going, then what happens to these farm workers? Back to where I started from. You know, we wanted bathrooms and we wanted drinking water instead of using the same cup, you know, and going in the bushes, you know. And now they're going to get this. And they're the ones who bring the food and vegetables and all these, you know, veggie people. You know what I mean? It's they're still killing us because they need to kill all of us because they want, it's like a reservation with casino. If there's less people, then you get more money. You know, it's like they don't want to share. They don't know how to share, you know, but I don't want to be like that. You know, I'd rather go down fighting.
Right.
with nothing than to sell and prostitute, you know, my life. You know, that's why I says I hated marriage. My husband and I have been together for 36 years, and we only got married the last maybe five. You know, because to me, marriage was prostitution, no matter who conducted it. You know, I don't belong to nobody. I belong to myself, you know. So, but I had years of living like this and seeing this, and so that's how come I says, no, I had family that members, you know, that were killed, and they were the nicest people, but we look like terrorists to the United States. No, the real terrorist is the United States, you know. They're going around, and if people don't wake up now, you know, wait until they start taking, marching them into human corrals like animals, because that's what is the reservation. So anyway,
absolutely, that's great. That's great, great teaching. Because as the chairman just said before you came on, the state is already in a police state. You know, we're already at the police stage, the police state, and you know, the prisons and the jails, everything is already filled up to the gills of black, brown, and red people. And so we know what the next stage of imperialism is. And so you're right on point with what you're saying. You're right on point with what you're saying. I want to go to the phone line here, and I take a call at area code 314-695. 314-695, you're on live. This is Black Power Radio. We're talking to our guest, Sister Warrior Woman, and she's our comrade, and she's on fire. Talk to her. Pick her brain. Black Power. Welcome. Area code 314-695. You got a question or comment? Your mic is open. Go ahead. Might be on mute. Area code 678-670. 678-670, and you're on live. This is Black Power Radio with Sister Warrior Woman. Come on with your question or comment. Welcome, Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. You got a question? Got a question or comment?
Black Power.
All right, good enough. I
love it.
Good enough. It is good. Good enough for me. Good enough for me. Good enough for me. Sister Warrior Woman. All right, now tell us, you're gonna be at our national summit. And I know that, you know, you burn up this road quite often when you got to. But kind of tell us what's life like at Big Mountain. Now, you're up there in the mountains. You're on the West Coast. And, you know, you all have your own taste of land and your own sovereignty to its own degree. What's life like there at Big Mountain? And what can our people learn from having their own land, their own resources, and what we're taught to have?
Well, Big Mountain is in Arizona. They call them the Navajo, but they're Diné people. We live, it was called Redwin. And now that we're caretakers, we changed the name to Oyate, which means the people's land. It kind of goes with Libya and the Green Book. The Green Book tells how to live without slaves. You know, it's just like if you're going to build here, you're going to work here, then it's for the people. You know, so to me, I've always wanted to go somewhere where I didn't have to match my clothes or my socks, you know what I mean? Makeup and all that kind of stuff. And so here you can wake up and greet the sun. You can wake up, and once you get up, you know, and you drink the blood of the Mother Earth, which is the water, and then you greet the sun and the air, you know, then you can breathe. But, you know, we have our downs where the military comes and practice on us, trying to pretend they're shooting at us, or just, you know, when there's a big demonstration in California, you know, they think we're the headquarters, so they come and fly over. But it's nice because I have so many projects. I'm, you know, cleaning the museum or fixing the barbecue area, you know, or getting the ceremony, because that's what it is, just our people are stuck in the city, and they need all the electricity, you know, the running water and all this other stuff that traps them into not seeing the reality of truth, you know, which is prayer. When we talk about God, God is with us all the time, you know. God is always, you know, prayer is not just five times a day or when you go into a building. It's always with creation, with the air and the stars. Right now, you know, I tell people I live underneath the Milky Way. You know, how many people in the city can't even see that anymore? So to me, that's what I like. You know, And when I get arrested and sometimes put in jail, you know, I like that freedom outside, you know. It's like I wonder how Peltier's doing, you know, and I'm only there because I know there'll be a lawyer to take me out and get me out of there, you know. But for my brother Peltier, who's there as an example to keep us quiet, you know, and not get into that sovereignty that we're supposed to have when these white people came here. You know, we're still fighting for sovereignty, and they don't respect it, you know. So sovereign rights and stuff is just a joke. You're going to have to pick up weapons to defend it. That's the only way. I honestly believe what other people says, that it could be a bloodless revolution like Gaddafi did in his country, but I've seen how they destroyed, you know, because they were helping everybody else. They didn't stay, but they got selfish ones, you know, that kept coming to the United States or to Britain or somewhere, you know, and like that materialistic life, you know. So, you know, it was sad, but they had 44 years of freedom. So to us, we hope those babies that they didn't kill yet, you know, that are teenagers, you know, how they get bored, you know. No, there's no boredom unless you know, in the garden, or if I'm working, you know, doing beadwork, or if I'm cleaning house or cabins or whatever. I'm busy, you know. And so I just think revolution, revolution, revolution. You know, if they killed Kwame Ture or Khalid, you know, and Rosie Douglas and all these leaders, you know, that had access to land, you know, and stuff like that. But unless we have a mindset that we're praying with the Creator, that means we're walking in balance with the Creator. We get up and we feel that air. We feel the breath of the ancestors. We, you know, it's supposed to rain a little tomorrow. So then that's the, you know, the spirit of, they say, Anna Miyakwash, you know, who they cut her hand and head and all kinds of stuff they've done to our people. You know, they haven't stopped. They're still lynching us, you know, they're still hanging us, they're still, you know, pushing us off the road, they're still shooting at us, you know. So I don't see how anybody cannot fight back. How could you not stand up? Because if you don't, then you're next. It doesn't matter. They don't care about us. People of color, we were like, you know, they still treat us like animals. Didn't they have pictures of them still hunting us in Africa? I mean, the United States going there now, you know. Mm-hmm. Libya was paying for satellite and all kinds of stuff, you know. And if we're not connected to the motherland, then what the hell are we connected here with? You know what I mean? That's why I said there has to be that true heart, mind, soul, voice togetherness. If we don't have that, we got nothing. All we got is a white man's language that just talks. But our babies are being, you know, they're sterilizing the women, so we don't have no babies, so they can have the resources, and that's what they want. So, you know, the Indians that are on those that honestly know that they're going to die there, you know, and not be relocated, because that's what happened to the Indians in Mexico. They got relocated and thrown off their land, so where did they go? Up north. So now people hate them. You know, we tell people, educate them too when they get here. You know, the fight there is also here. They just have us in a corral right now.
That's right.
So they have to put fake Indians in, you know, on the reservation council, because it's a miniature white government. So I think you have to rebuild, you know, you have to have a revolution, you know, but you have to have those leadership that don't get stuck on money, you know, don't get stuck on materialism, or don't get stuck on women or men or both, whatever, you know. They're sick. We have to honestly have a woman's committee of righteous women, you know, righteous men, you know, not the gossip and rumors, because I see people that talk like they're holier than thou and Allah's coming and Allah this and that, and then they talk behind people's backs, you know, and they hurt people. And to me, it's like, you know what, I don't even want to have a community. I go to different communities. So, you know, I'm with the black community, I'm with the Chicano community, I'm with the Asian community, Indian community. You know, I don't have time to be stuck on pettiness, you know, and that money. As long as I can keep on moving, then I'll just keep on moving. You know, if not, then I'll stay on the land, you know, till they move me out of here. You know, so
absolutely.
Libya,
absolutely.
A good a good example of, you know, people were living. They didn't bother nobody. They just said, hey, this is our country. We don't want to have anybody work for us because that's enslaving them. Everybody can have a car. Everybody can have free education. Everybody can, the first four babies are free. You know, you can have a house. So once you have the basic needs and all you're doing is building your nation, you know. But
that's
if you
right.
don't have a land base, you know, which they took away from the black and the brown and the Asian people, they have no land base. So, you know, this is why we say, unless you're connected, then you walk on the Mother Earth. She's your mother. You're not going to rape her like you rape women. You know, you're not going to dig, you know, for gold and uranium and stuff just for greed, because everything that comes off the earth, we're inhaling that and it's polluting, you know. And, you know, their education is polluting their minds, you know. So to me, I feel
yes,
that unless we're talking about clean air, clean water and stuff like that, you know, but that's why we said 30 years ago, if we stay on the reservations, you know, the ones that were defending them, then they can't build a nuclear power plant. They cannot build a nuclear war things. You know what I mean? Like, you know, to me, that hurts me more than people imitating how women or Indian people dress is that tomahawk missile type of thing, how they connect, you know, Black Hawk, and all the racist things that they do when they jump out of plane and say Geronimo or something, you know what I mean? And even when they supposedly
right.
kill, what's the name, Saddam, not Saddam Hussein, but the other one, they killed three or four times, and they used an Indian name, you know, and it's just like they're still racist. They're never going to get away from being racist. I think just because the farmers are being attacked and stuff like that, then they're going to stab. But hey, where did cowboys come from? Cowboys didn't come from Europe. You know, they started here, you know. So as we say, because of our education, you know, that it used to be cowboys and Indians. Now it's cowboy and Zionist because of what Israel's doing to the Palestinians. We are the Palestinians in the United States, you know. So it's just like, oh, they're fighting all these other countries. Now what happened to Palestine? They even forget about that. We knew that the president there, that he was poisoned, you know, and now they dug up his body and they found out that he was poisoned. So, but I'm glad that Gaddafi
Absolutely.
Has like 17 people that look like him, so they only got two so far. It's a joke.
Absolutely. We don't die, we multiply. Let's go to another caller here. Your area code is 407-732. Can't read. 407-732. You're on live. This is Black Power Radio. We're talking to Comrade Warrior Woman. Come on, your question, your comment, please. Welcome, Black Power.
Hello?
Yes.
Black Power.
You got a question?
Black Power.
You got a question or comment?
Yes, I want to know what area that this show is in. Is it in Tampa where we can be able to get our young people to come together and try to do something in the black community?
What area is this show in?
Yes, sir.
We're all over, black man. Wherever you can pull us down as a show, we are all over the U.S. and international, wherever you can get this signal. And if you're asking about the movement there in Tampa, we do have some young warriors that are in Tampa. You might have heard our sister earlier, Sister Michelle Williams, who was on. She's there in Tampa.
Yes, I know Michelle Williams because I stayed there five months ago, and I met Ali Muhammad, the chairman of the new Black Panther Party. I'm down here in Orlando, Florida, with Ali Muhammad down here in Orlando. But we was going to start the new Black Panther Party in Orlando, but with the brother out of Jacksonville, the chairman out of Jacksonville.
Mikhail Muhammad?
Yes, Mikhail Muhammad. We haven't talked to him in a while, but I don't know what Ali Muhammad is going to do about that. We're trying to build our community.
All we got to do is put you in touch with him, black man. Brother Mikhail Muhammad is not hard to access, and he would be more than glad to contact you. And if you like, I can put you in contact with him. It's no problem.
Yes, I understand that. But we can get in contact with him because Ali Muhammad from Orlando, he stays in contact with him. But I just got to go over there and meet up with him so we can be able to talk and try to do something in Orlando right here. Well, we got our own little group called the Nubian Order of Amman, which is amongst the pharaohs, and we're trying to get some land in Ghana so we can be able to do something and try to help our peoples over there. We're trying to, like, put some money together and do things to help, you know, black people here in America before we even go to Africa and try to, you know, build something there and get land there. Well, I got a sister who be on Facebook, and she be talking about some land that we can get in Ghana. But all the brothers, we be working so much, you know what I'm saying, up under this white man's government, this label, you know, and that's what we need to get up under. But we need to make money some kind of way so we can be able to help each other right here in America. So
no doubt. No doubt. Well, we're going, as they say, brothers is going to work it out. You got a question for our sister warrior woman. She is with Lakota Nation. She's what they classify as an Indian woman. She's from the Red Nation. I know some of us have never got a chance to speak to one of our family in the Red Nation. Any question for our sister warrior woman?
Yes, yeah, I'd like to say one thing. I love to hear her speak and what she's saying about white supermen. How can we come from up on the white supermen and be able to help our young sisters and brothers, Sister Warrior?
Well, first, I say we have to educate ourselves. You know, money will come because we as people of color, we can think of anything. You know what I mean? It's all open there. You know, it's just like we sell beads. They brought the beads, so we, you know, make them and sell it back to them. But, you know, I think that once you get your mind and your heart to it, because the children, the youth, they see reality. You know, we already been sucked into that system. You know, a lot of them aren't waiting for a job, you know, and there is no jobs for some of them, you know. So I think that, you know, when you have people, you know, there is a land base, you know. To us, the war is here, you know, where we're at right now, you know, so we don't need to go anywhere to fight, you know, but Africa does need Africans there to defend the land because the United States is going in there. It's already in there trying to kill everybody. So when you go, just remember that it's being attacked too, you know, that some people can't have looky-loos just to go, you know, because they're at war.
Yes, ma'am, because we starting our own home schools down here in Orlando with some of the African countries group that we have. We've been having classes on Thursdays and Sundays and having school all through the week where we have our private schools in the home with the sister OBC. She's like warrior queen, as she's the warrior queen, and she's teaching a lot about the language of Africa, like Nubian language and other language that was spoken in Africa. And she's teaching the children about the mathematics and things like that and talking to a lot of brothers and sisters about putting stuff like, you know, fruits and stuff and vegetables in their backyards to start growing, cropping the backyards. And we start doing that. And we reaching out to the people in Orlando by walking around and, you know, talking to people and letting them about who they are and what they are and what we need to do here in America while we're here. And, you know, a lot of them fall up under the system of, you know, Christianity. I don't mean to knock Christianity, but these, you know, I'm not religious, you know what I'm saying? I'm more culture than religion. And I love my peoples to death. But only thing I want to say, like you said, we need to reach the children so we can be able to reach a better future for them. You know, I want to see that before I leave out of this body of the car and be able to, you know, look at our young brothers and sisters and, you know, by, you know, leaving this car that I'm in, which is this body and the spirit, which is the bar, go back to where it belongs, which you said that we will be in a better place at that time, but we can make it better right here on paradise. Like Martin Luther King said, he looked over the mountaintop and he seen those in paradise, and there are those that are running this country.
and we need to get past them. Yes, we're going to have to go to war, and it's going to be bloodshed, and that time is getting near, you know, warrior sister. And, you know,
to me, it seems that the value system of our ceremonies is so important, because if you do carry it in your heart and your mind and your spirit, then, you know, you can practice what you're saying. Because I've seen too many people into this fake religion, you know, fake God, you know. And so that's why I says there has to be a community, a tight community, and also to have security on our own. We honestly need our own army, you know. So, you know, once you go back, then you're going to have to make sure, because it's kind of rough, but it's rough everywhere.
Yes, I know. Yeah, up under the government that we are up under, you know what I'm saying, this one world government that they're trying to do is kind of holding us back for being, you know, with these different religions, you know. These brothers and sisters, they're just believing in this one that is going to bust out the sky and going to save us. Really, we have to save ourselves from this government, this devil that we are up under. You know, it's just not just, you know, white Superman, but those that are building white Superman empire, warrior sister. You know, I would like to keep up with you, sisters and brothers, you know what I'm saying? You gods and goddesses, so we can be able to build amongst our young peoples. And those that are deaf, blind, and dumb, because I would love to, you know, see us overcome this beast that is trying to keep us down. But with that said, sister, I say, you know, Black Superman and Black Power to you. And I love you, sister, and love the brother that is on the air.
I love you, too. Peace and love.
All right.
Peace and love.
Appreciate
and
you.
Black Power.
Black Power, Red Power. We appreciate you, brother. And I encourage you to stay tuned with us and stay focused with us as we push forward and we organize and unite across this country. And like I said, we definitely want you to link up there with Minister Mikhail Muhammad and Minister Ali Shakur down there, Chairman Ali Shakur and Chairman Mikhail Muhammad, doing some work. And we appreciate it. Sister Warrior Woman, we're pushing on. And you've been on fire. Kind of tell us, as we had asked, excuse me, brother Khaled Al-Mansour, the last broadcast, we asked him about his experiences with Bobby Seale and Huey P. Newton and all of them that he dealt with, Adam Clayton Powell. Kind of tell us about your experience with the Honorable Kwame Ture, formerly Stokely Carmichael.
Well, we met him, you know, he invited us to go to North Africa, and that's how we got connected. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
I thought it went dead. So I met Kwame Ture, you know, and I love Ready for the Revolution, you know, and it's just like everything else. It's like we go on stage, and then somebody, you know, is on stage, and then it's like we're both on the same stage all over different places, you know. And he was always such a happy person, you know. He'd always just say something, then just laugh, you know. And it was nice traveling, you know, to Africa and to see that people can live without the white people and to have that materialism but giving it to everyone. You know, it's just like all the money from the oil went to the people. It was like a bank account for them, you know, and that's the first thing the United States got was their banks. They nationalized their banks so it would just be the people's bank, you know. But like I said, they'll always have the greedy ones to take that, you know. And Rosie Douglas, he was, we met him in Libya. He was raised here in the United States and, you know, went back to his country and said, you know, I'm going to organize, and he became, you know, prime minister over there. And he, you know, they poisoned him, you know. So I've met people that were, like, in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, you know, that rode with Pancho Villa. When Kwame Ture passed away, went to the spirit world, I went to Mexico because people were inviting me to go to Africa, and I didn't want to go. And you know, it's like they're pimping me for my image. You know what I mean? So I took off to Chiapas into Mexico. I pick up the newspaper and it's an article of Kwame Ture because he also organized there too, you know. So I met one of the last survivor of Zapata's people there, you know. So, you know, and all he could say was, you know, in Spanish, adelante, which means forward, and that's what Kwame would say. So there was, his spirit was still there, you know. And, you know, so I learned quite a lot, you know. But to us as indigenous people, we understand the rape of the Mother Earth and the rape of the people is happening all over the world. And now it's only one enemy. So it's like the fight isn't amongst us. It's about them that took everything and continue to take everything. You know, and, you know, Khalid, you know, he was my brother. I mean, we had differences because, you know, he would tell me we need money to continue. I said, but I'm being taught to go without money, to go out without materialism, to get connected with the air and the wind. But I knew, you know, hey, where are they going to house me? Where are they going to feed me? You know? So, you know, Gaddafi's people, when they invited us, they pay for your plane ticket and give you $200 for petty cash, you know. For, at that time, a lot of us smoked cigarettes and, you know, stuff like that. Right. And so then to get us off cigarettes, he says, you know, you could buy a box of apples or a crate of this, you know, at how much a cigarette pack costs, you know, to get the people unaddicted to that stuff, you know. So it's an experience. You know, to see, and, you know, Chavez has had always invited us to go down there, you know, and, you know, Russell Means went, you know, and we thought he would invite us, but he didn't, you know, at the Million Family March when they, you know, but to me it's just like I open doors, you know, and if we can all go in, then we can. If not, you know, you know, you go on your own and you come back. You know, but for everybody, sovereignty's for everybody, freedom's for everybody. But it's like other people have different types of freedom, you know, the freedom to go with all these women or all these men or animals, you know, because that's what the white people like. So, anyway.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay. That's what I'm talking about, brothers. This is the number to call, 646-478-4447, 646-478-4447. We're talking with Sister Warrior Woman. And now tell us about the political prisoners. I heard you mention a couple of them. But what's going on with Indian brothers and sisters, like Leonard Peltier and the other political prisoners that are locked down right now that may not have the national media exposure that you know of?
Well, Leonard Peltier has been going on 36 years inside a prison, and right now when they keep transferring him to other prisons, you know, it's like there's not even something that says that he killed those two FBI agents. They got him for aiding and abetting, and then aiding and abetting what? They haven't even, you know what I mean? Even in their own, you know, what would you say, in their law and their paperwork and stuff, they don't even have it. They don't even have it right. Like I told you, our lawsuit took 8 years, and they says, oh, you won your name and you won your land. Okay, then why are these white people still on it, you know? And if you can't give it, because there was 100-year-old, what would you say, trust funds for us. And what happened to that money that the government embezzled and, you know, misused and stuff? So Peltier shouldn't be in prison if we have sovereignty, because sovereignty is why they put the casinos on the reservations, you know. And now, you know, it's so corrupt in that sense, you know. Peltier shouldn't be in there, you know. He didn't kill anybody. They got no proof that he did it, you know. And he's not a snitch, you know. He's a warrior, and he'll go down, you know, if that's what it takes. But, you know, we're just saying the United States lies. It always lies, you know. How can they celebrate any of this if they haven't really gotten this country, you know? I mean, they can sign treaties and contracts with other countries, but unless they signed it with the indigenous people, which they didn't, you know, who's going to fall for that lie? A handful of beads. Oh, yeah, right. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just like 40 acres and a mule, you know. You know that has interest
right
now. Yeah, how come none of our black lawyers have gone for that? You know, why don't we have any real lawyers that can sue this government? When Bush was in president, he was president, he went and took away any law that a native indigenous person can sue this country. You know, and I said, well, what about us doing this lawsuit now? They go, oh, it's not going to happen to us. I don't trust this government. It's doing the same thing. Anybody who embezzled for the last 30 years, nothing. Even going back 50 and 100 years, nothing, no charges, nothing's going to be brought to them. So to me, it's a joke. You know, the system's a joke. You know, we're sitting on resources. Why don't we, as black and brown and red, get together and the reservations that do allow digging up, you know, the Mother Earth for our survival, you know, will allow us. We have gold. I haven't heard anybody here try to offer us, hey, let's do partnership like Libya says. It's not, it's 50-50 all the time. You know, that's what Gaddafi says. It's a partnership. We all own it. Okay, well, I have gold here underneath, you know, Redwin, Oyate land, and who wants to help and go into business? You know what I mean? Let's not talk getting a hall, getting speakers, and getting this, when we can go for the big thing. We could have got money from Libya. We could have got money from Venezuela. That's still open, you know. Well, we're talking about mass money, but we have to have our minds in tune to it. Like I said, you know, I'm not going to just work for nickels and dimes, you know. If a tree falls, I'm looking for nuggets.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Anyway, I think one of these reservations with sovereignty should just open its sovereignty and take Peltier, you know, and stuff like that. But he's there to let us know that they can get us any time and they'll lock us up forever. That's why even some of the brothers, they say, you know, it's body bags before prison. You know, we don't want somebody to come and violate us or pee or poop on our food, you know. We'd rather fight it out in the streets.
Absolutely. Is there still an active American Indian movement, an AIM movement organization still above ground active?
Yeah, there was a split in between the Longest Walk when a lot of us took spirituality, then what would you say, womanizing and pocketing money, you know. So when we came back from the Longest Walk and we opened Oyate, we had our first AIM meeting, you know. And but the leadership, the young leadership that we got, they saw old-time leadership and, you know, they went for Hollywood. So we said, you know, there's still some young people that are still trying. You know, we have a real strong woman out here in Santa Barbara, you know. And so there's still, you know, we say we're, you know, American Indian movement because it started when they landed here. It didn't start in the 69 or 73.
That's right. It's just like ours didn't start in 1619, started 1555, really when they touched the shores of Africa. That's when it started.
Yeah.
So I agree with you. We're in our last few minutes here, Sister Warrior Woman. Do you have anything you want to say in closing to the people? And make sure you invite them out to our national summit on the weekend.
If you're in Atlanta, come to the summit and visit us. And if you're in California in April, we're having our youth conference and trying to get the people together again. You know, so the youth are doing it, and I let them take over to do it. And it took them 3 years to kind of stand up now, but they're standing. You know, so we'll have like a kind of a hip-hop, you know, and anybody's welcome.
Absolutely. Black power. Absolutely. Black power and red power. And we're doing it. So you all make sure that y'all come out, that you all come out this weekend, Atlanta, Georgia, and hear it live and in person. Now, this is, I call this the phone. This is the phone warrior woman. This to me is the toned down, relaxed warrior woman. So you can imagine how she is, brothers and sisters, in the person. She pulls no punches. That's why we love her. We love her spirit. We roll together. We tight. And you want to be a part of this. And she'll be with us in Atlanta, GA. She's always with us. Whatever we do, she's with us. She rides with us. She rides with the real. We ride with her. And so she'll be there. Come meet her. Shake her hand. She's approachable. She ain't, like I said about me and the rest of us comrades, she's not going to bite your head off unless you try to take her head off. But another story for another day. But come, shake her hand, greet her, Let's get out. Let's break bread. Let's build some camaraderie ship. And let's make sure that we're in the place to be this weekend, the 28th through the 30th, the 28th through the 30th in Atlanta, Georgia, in memory, of course, of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, the Black Power General, the great, great Honorable Mayor, Revolutionary Mayor Chokwe Lumumba, our great brother Obalewa, great patriot and warrior Obalewa, great brother Emil, comrade Emil Long, Brother Honorable Thutmosis Pyle, so many that we're paying tribute to, and you want to be here for this. And, of course, as we honor the attorney at war who stood with us for 12 years as national chairman, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, and that's going to be that Sunday. That's at the Grand Ballroom right there at the Windsor Hotel. You can make your reservations if you call 404-768-9199. Again, that's 404-768-9199 at 5010 Old National Highway. That's College Park, GA. If you call them and tell them that you're there with the NBPP 2014 Dignity Summit, you'll get that special Panther rate of $45.99 a night. That's with tax, right about $50 a night, which is sweet, especially for Atlanta, Georgia. $45.99 with a little tax, and you're there for the 3 days. And so be there with us. As they say, be there, be square at the Grand Ballroom, and the activities will begin promptly. And I'm going to make sure. I'm going to make sure that activities begin promptly on time. I think they're scheduled to start there right about 8 in the morning. That's on Sunday at the Grand Ballroom, 8 o'clock. They're going to go all the day long. We'll have plenty of food, plenty of drink, plenty of breaks in between. We're not going to wear you out, but it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful thing. Sister Warrior Woman, thank you so much for making our night and second half here at Black Power Radio. As always, you know that you family, and you know that you welcome any time to come on a show. Doesn't have to just be a formal setting like this, but anytime you want to come in, if you just want to come in and just rail on the system, you know you're welcome to do that anytime. and so please send greetings to your husband and that great warrior, Chief Ernie Long Walker. Please send him our greetings and our love and our support and our positive energy and all of that. Send that to him. And also our salutes for his generalship in this mission. And send your love to our sons and your daughters and the family. Please do that.
Thank you. You done this. I will.
Absolutely. So that's it. Thank you so much, Sister Warrior Woman. We will see you by the grace of the Creator in Atlanta, GA, in just a few days. And we fight forward straight ahead. All right. Ready for the revolution. Black Power. And so, brothers and sisters, that's Black Power Radio again now. With a movement like this, of course, we want you to get with it. If you black in America, as you just heard Warrior Woman say, and she from the Red Nation, if you black in America, you get with the new Black Panther Party and you help this liberation movement and help us to get our minds right and help us to organize, uplift our people with some programs. Again, the number to call to join the new Black Panther Party is 347-903-0886 at our national headquarters. It's again 347-903-0886, and someone will get right black with you. And if you send us an email there at newblackpantherheadquarters@gmail.com, somebody will can send you the registration forms and the information on how to register right away. It's not a ritual process or none of that. If you black in America and you believe in that 10-point program and want to help it and see it a living reality in America and throughout the world, you register, and then we go to work to build a real reality of black power and black empowerment for our people with a military discipline, a real black liberation military discipline, black liberation army for your people. And that's what time it is. And so that's newblackpantherheadquarters@gmail.com, or you can reach us if you got a Yahoo at NBPPHQ@yahoo.com. And newblackpanther.com. newblackpanther.com is the website. We're also on Twitter. You can reach us at New Black Panther 1. That's a New Black Panther, Panther spelled P-A-N-T-H-R, the number one on Twitter. That's our handle. Or you can get me at Sean Kwali on Twitter, or our national chairman, Hashim A. Nzinga, there on Twitter. We're accessible. Reach out to us. Drop us a line. Tell us what you thought about the show. Give us ways to improve if you like, or tell us that you like it, or ways we can expand it. We're going to go very live after this weekend, where you'll be able to see us on the screen and see us live as we're talking, as we're Skyping at the same time and Ovoing and all kind of stuff. We're not going to let the cat out of the bag, but Black Power Radio is very much going visual, as the New Black Panther newspaper is going digital. And so stay tuned for massive, massive upgrades and massive, massive headway in the area of information and communication and digitalization. And so there we go. Brothers and sisters, it's Black Power for Black People. Y'all stay strong out there. We're going to win this fight, and we're going to win this war. It's already written. It's already predicted. All we got to do is play our role and play our part. Play your role and play your part. It's Black Power for Black People. It's power to the people. And remember, if black people are not free, I'm here to tell you, there's nobody that's free. Remember that. Say that one more time. If black people are not free, nobody in the world is free. Black Power. Black Power. We signing off.
Ukusu, baby.
Yeah.
Huh.
Shizzle. Yo.
QEP status. I'm sitting in my wicker chair. Somebody summons the Panthers. Danger in the air. Grab my black beret and my black boots in the banger. Get the full report, we got strangers there, base 2 HQ, they got us surrounded trying to cave us in. Hell no, nah, they trying to make us slaves again. Well that can happen, let's get you strapping. Call my buddy Crip, homies, yo, and let's get it cracking on real crackers. Hit the 3-6 to let them know what we think. Somebody grab the grenades, let them know we ain't slaves. And don't forget the shovel, gotta bury a lot of devils. Let's throw them bees and seeds up, it's time to get freedom. Man up, wake up, clean up, stand up, man up. She wake up, clean up, stand up, man up. Wake up, clean up, stand up, man up. Wake up, clean up, stand up. I got my hands on a pump of a sawed-off, walking into a blood and crip war, telling my